When were you denied when trying to purchase alcohol?
Give us a call, 608-321-1063.
All right, Allie, what happened to you?
I was with my sister and my grandma, and we were buying some beer, and my grandma didn't have her ID, and they said everybody over the age that looks 40, I think they're trying to make my grandma feel good, they need to have an ID. Well, she didn't have hers, and they would not give it to us.
Wow.
She's 93.
Oh, my gosh, she's grandma, 93.
Grandma could have said, I'm old enough to remember Prohibition. How are you going to not sell me booze?
Oh, my gosh. Allie, you just gave me a horrific flashback, though. When I was a waitress in Whitewater throughout college, you know, I am a real good listener. So when the boss says, hey, if anybody buys two of these particular beers, the alcohol content is really heavy on these two beers. You can't serve them anything else. I said, okay, boss. A group of like 80-year-old people had a couple of these beers, and then they wanted their dinner drink, the grasshopper dinner drink. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't serve you the grasshopper dinner drinks because you had two of those beers. Oh. And they just cracked up. They just got a kick out of this little young whippersnapper telling them they can't have their grasshopper ice cream drinks. And I started getting so red and so embarrassed. I'm like, well, let me double check with the boss. And then the boss starts laughing at me, and they're like, staff, obviously they're okay.
Yeah. Well, until they get rowdy and start fighting.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Allie, that's good.
So what? So did Grandma have an ID? What did Grandma say?
No, Grandma's just like, really? I'm 93. I'm lying about my age, and they're like, no, I'm sorry, it's a policy.
That
I didn't get it.
Come on.
Did she knock him over the head with her cane and steal the case of beer then?
Yeah.
We set off, I know.
Man. That's good, Allie. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So why have you been refused the purchase of alcohol? 608-321-1063. Sydney, what's your story?
So I went to the checkout with a case of PBR, gave them my ID, then they told me that they couldn't sell it to me because she wasn't comfortable selling to a pregnant woman.
Oh.
And I was like 38 weeks pregnant, so super pregnant, and they wouldn't sell it to me, and it's not for me.
Yeah, you should have said, I'm not pregnant, I'm just heavy.
Yeah.
I know. Even as a woman, I don't even say, congratulations, because I get so nervous nowadays. So, number one, they broke that rule.
Did you tell her that the baby prefers whiskey?
Oh, my gosh.
The baby prefers old fashions. This is Wisconsin, lady. What's your deal?
Wow,
that's so, yeah. I understand them saying that, but then when you say, like, hey, look, this is for my husband, my fiance, this is none of your business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Normally it's the fact of, like, giving them my ID because I look like I'm 12 years old, but that wasn't the case that day.
Well, I'm sure they really had a problem if you're 12 years old and you're pregnant. I don't know what's going on here, but we're calling CPS, honey. You just wait. We'll find you a safe place.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good. So then did your husband just go and buy his own PBR from then on out until the baby was born?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. That's good, Sydney.
And I say pregnancy doesn't affect the husbands. It hits us the hardest.
Jason!